Ezra chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, in fulfilling the word of the Lord from the speech of Jeremiah, the Lord aroused the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, so that he had a proclamation made throughout his kingdom, and also by a letter, saying, "This is what Cyrus king of Persia says, the Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the world. And he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you from all his people to participate? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and let him build the house of the Lord God of Israel, of the God who is in Jerusalem. And as for anyone who is not able to move about in any place where he lives, let the men of his hometown transport him with his silver and gold and with his property and with his cattle, with his freewill offering, to the house of God, which is in Jerusalem." And the paternal heads of Judah and Benjamin arose, as did the priests and the Levites. God aroused the spirit of all of them to go up and to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. And all those around them supplemented their resources with articles of silver, of gold, with possessions and with cattle and with valuables, besides everything given as a freewill offering. And King Cyrus brought the equipment of the house of the Lord out, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought out of Jerusalem and had put in the house of his gods. So Cyrus, king of Persia, brought them out under the direction of Mithridath, the treasurer, and he registered them with Sheshbazzar, the leading person of Judah. And these are their quantities: 30 golden basins, 1,000 silver basins, 29 slaughtering knives, 30 golden bowls, 410 silver bowls of second quality, and 1,000 other items. All the items of gold and silver amounted to 5,400. Sheshbazzar brought them all up, along with the deportees being brought up from Babylon to Jerusalem.